Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 20th, 2010. There's Stephen and Brooksine Weber sitting here today on a beautiful Thursday morning in front of our home computer. And today we want to again share a message that we have prayed about and hope will both encourage you and give some biblical instruction as well. It's titled, Perseverance in Witness. The scripture text is an account from Acts chapter 26, verses 28 and 29. This would be Paul's witness.
Then Agrippa said to Paul, "Do you think that in such a short time you could persuade me to be a Christian?" Paul replied, "Short time or long, I pray God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains."
I met with a group of chaplains at a Cracker Barrel restaurant. We were discussing our work together. One chaplain shared about a ministry opportunity he had immediately following our meeting. For some time, he had sought to be an influence, witness, to a particular person. The man had been extremely resistant to any kind of Christian witness. He had developed cancer that was determined to be terminal. My friend had felt led to call him that morning and see if they could get together. The man agreed and stated that he himself had actually intended to call the chaplain. Before we went our separate ways, we prayed around the table that morning, and the Lord would give this man an openness to receive the Lord. We requested a call from the chaplain with a report back about how the meeting went. Well, we had a long drive home, and when we were almost back, we received word that the man had been receptive to the gospel message and received the Lord as a Savior.
Well, we all have long-term, hard cases, if you will, each one of us. These are the people, and often their family members and friends, whom we have witnessed to for years, those whom we earnestly long to see come to Christ. So many are resistant and hardened, so much so that at times we just feel like giving up. But we must not. We must persevere in prayer and in our witness.
The daily scripture portion is an account of a personal witnessing opportunity that the Apostle Paul had. Paul had faithfully shared his testimony and sought to challenge Agrippa and the others listening to believe and become Christians. Agrippa's response is a reminder of how many people respond to the gospel. It's part of the first part of our daily verse. "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?"
Well, the hymn, Almost Persuaded, is written in 1871 by Phillips P. Bliss, and it was inspired by a sermon that he heard. During the sermon, the evangelist quoted Acts 26:28 and declared, "He who is almost persuaded is almost saved, and to be almost saved is to be entirely lost."
Well, I note that Agrippa properly recognized that Paul was seeking to persuade him to be a Christian. That's significant. It wasn't some kind of sneaky backdoor approach that Paul used. Agrippa knew just what Paul was doing.
And that is our mission. As we seek to impact others for Christ and his kingdom is never to be advanced by physical force, but rather by persuasion, as we demonstrate his love and care to a fallen world and present, as Paul did, the gospel. Paul's missionary heart is so evident in the verse that follows, and I quote that, "Short time or long, I pray God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains."
Well, Agrippa is never again mentioned in Scripture following this account. I have some questions. What type of seed did Paul plant? How did this seed impact Agrippa in the days, months, and years that followed? Who else had an opportunity to persuade him? Did he eventually become a Christian? And what about the others who were listening to Paul that day? We'll have to wait till heaven to hear the rest of this story. And that's really the way it is with so many of our attempted impacts for Christ. So let us persevere in our efforts to persuade people to follow our Lord. And I trust when we get to heaven, we're going to find people that we discover were receptive at a later point to our witness for the Lord.
Let's pray together. Lord, help us as we share our testimony and your message with the world around us. We find so many who are like Agrippa, uninterested, unpersuaded, and oftentimes hardened. Help us to persevere and not give up or become discouraged. We pray that you would soften the hearts of those we seek to reach for you. Just like you did for Lydia, open their hearts to receive our message of hope and salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. The latter part of that prayer had a phrase regarding the Lord opening the heart of Lydia. That is taken directly from Acts 16:14, which has always been an intriguing message that I have prayed regarding our attempts to persuade others to follow the Lord. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, May 20th, 2010. Enjoy sharing these messages, and we post them to a website where they are archived. This is our website address, dailyencouragement.net, and this site typically has some photos. Today we have a photo I actually took a couple of years ago while on a boat in the Susquehanna River near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And this particular photo shows an old abandoned bridge pier with a tree, a fairly large tree, growing on the top. And a great example of perseverance. Earlier in the message, I mentioned Cracker Barrel, and many of you, at least in America, I don't know whether they have restaurants in other countries or not, know it's an interesting restaurant that has lots of old stuff on the wall. And whatever reason, got to exploring about the restaurant and considering today's message, and they actually have an explanation of what much of that stuff is. And I found that interesting, and I know we always have a few other curious folks that look at our website. And there's a link to that particular page on the Cracker Barrel page as well. We certainly have some music we post today. The old hymn, I was not able to find a YouTube video version of it. That's often the case with the older hymns, not all of them, but we do have trouble sometimes finding, but did find an audio and lyrics, but also a couple more contemporarily written songs. Come to Jesus, a Chris Rice song, and one that is often used today in altar calls, and called Come Just As You Are. Let me share another humor story today. I ended yesterday with a story by Brooke Seen. Today, this is a friend named Lou, a chaplain friend from New Jersey, who sent this story. And I quote Lou, "Not too long ago, I called Home Depot and inquired about a special part I needed for a ceiling fan. I spoke with a man named John, and he stated that he thinks he had what I was looking for. When I came to the store, I asked for him. I went to the store that afternoon and said to the greeter at the door, 'Is there a John that works here?' She pointed me to aisle 6 and said, 'Go straight to the back.' When I got there, it was the restroom." Well, that's not what Lou meant, but that's what happened. And if you're not from America, I don't know whether it's true in your country, but here in America, John, the name John is actually a euphemism for bathroom or restroom. Well, it's funny how we can be misunderstood, isn't it? Well, have a blessed day today. Be encouraged, and just be encouraged, especially in your witness today. Keep on standing up for Christ and letting the world know that you are a Christian. I know the pain of rejection and frustration of disinterest, but persevere in your witness.